Security Council is meeting tomorrow, and of course the agenda is what has happened in Cairo and in Egypt in general. And so we wait to see what will happen.
Is there a possibility that Egypt membership could be suspended based on the principles of democratic tenets that the AU has embraced for all its members?
Yes, as you know, that under our principles, any undemocratic or unconstitutional change of government, the route is quite clear for the African Union that such a country is suspended immediately and can only rejoin the organization once the constitutional order has been reinstated. And so, reading the situation of what has happened in Cairo, that possibility, of course, remains very high.
Is there a possibility that officials of the AU will go to Egypt to ascertain the facts on the ground after the meeting?
We have always remained available, and even before what happened yesterday took place, the chairperson of the commission had already issued a statement appealing to all the parties, indicating that the African Union was ready and willing to be present to support the process so that there is no violence, there is calmness, and that the country doesn't degenerate into anarchy of any sort. And so, yes, even when a country is, if that possibility were to arise, is suspended, we, of course, remain accompanying that country to reinstate the constitutional order.
After the meeting Friday, what happens next with regards to the objective of meeting over the crisis in Egypt?
The road ahead will depend on what the decision of the Peace and Security Council is. And for that, as I said, we have only talked of a possibility based on our principles. But if that were to happen, of course, the immediate roadmap ahead is to get in touch with the interim authorities to work with the authorities to bring country back to a constitutional order.
So what would be the AU's message to all other African countries based on the latest development in Egypt?
I think staying with Egypt, of course, is the AU has called for calmness, is calling for, to make sure that, all the parties concerned can resort to dialogue to find a way forward so that there is a peaceful process. And, of course, our Constitutive Act and the statutes of the AU are very clear, and we remain guided by those principles because in Africa we need to be consistent, we need to be faithful to the principles that we have enshrined in our Constitution.
Former President Morsi, nobody seemed to know his whereabouts. They said he's been arrested and all that. Are there any concerns about his security and the need to ensure his safety?
Well, he himself has issued a statement where he asked his supporters not to indulge in any acts of violence. And I think the same should also apply for him, that he should be really treated with utmost respect, given the fact that he hasn't resisted, he has allowed smooth transfer of power, and one would hope that he would be kept secure.